Mr. Zayd Al-Issa is a Middle East expert. He's with me now live from London. Let's get his thoughts. Mr. Issa, why do you think security forces specifically in these recent attacks are being targeted?
Well, it's not just the security forces who have been targeted. Let's not forget that in the last 2 weeks, we've seen two criminal, cowardly waves being launched against innocent civilians, mainly in Shia-populated areas, and also targeting Shia mosques and Shia Husseinis in a cowardly coordinated attacks which bear the hallmark of Al-Qaeda. Now, Al-Qaeda have claimed responsibility for those attacks. They are clearly behind them, but we need also to acknowledge that Al-Qaeda has now been completely revitalized and reinvigorated. And this is mainly due to two reasons. The first is the funding and also the arming, which is going directly from Saudi Arabia and Qatar to Jabhat al-Nusra, which is based in Syria, which is part and parcel of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And they have been working very closely together. And we mustn't forget also that salaries are being paid to those criminal groups which are funded and armed by the Saudis and Qataris. The other reason is the wholehearted support and the emphatic support that the protests which are taking place in Western Iraq, mainly in the Anbar province, which is close to the Syria, which is adjacent to the Syrian border. Now, we've seen the Saudis, the Qataris back those protests because they are a crucial factor in making sure that there is a ramping up of the radicalization in those areas and also a dramatic ramping up in the recruitment, which is essential for Al-Qaeda. But more importantly, we have seen also that those areas which were originally the safe havens and the sanctuaries of Al-Qaeda have been reactivated. So all these factors are working in favor of Al-Qaeda and have played a major role in the intensification of violence. Now, the reason that the Saudis and Qataris are actually pushing and pressing hard for sectarian violence in Iraq, because the Saudis desperately need it. They have been portraying themselves as the defenders of Sunni Islam, but because of their stance and backing up to dictators in Egypt, in Tunisia, this patent deceitful myth has been exposed by the Saudi people. But the Saudi regime wants to demonstrate to its people that it is engaged in confronting and combating a Shia and mainly influence and also the influence of the Islamic Republic of Iran. It wants to prove to its people in order to stave off and pull the rug from any internal popular uprising which has surmounted the internal divisions in Saudi Arabia. And it also wants to punish Iraq for the government of Iraq for being fiercely against and vehemently opposed to the arming and also funding of the Jabhat al-Nusra and Al-Qaeda in Syria, because the government of Iraq has been pursuing a diplomatic and political solution in Syria.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa, Middle East expert, with us there live from London.